I'm Jared.
And I'm Eric.
And you are listening to the Ascend Podcast, where college and university leaders, thinkers, and innovators come to learn practical and proven strategies for improving retention rates, graduation rates, and overall student success. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Ascend Podcast. I am Eric Kirby, and joining me as always is my co-host, Dr. Tippetts. Jared, good to be with you today.
Hey, Eric, how are things going with you today?
Good, thanks. Hey, excited to have another episode out. Today, we are talking about unit effectiveness plans, and this is coming from the C part of our Ascend model, which is culture. Jared, this is something that you started here at SUU. Tell us a little bit about what unit effectiveness plans are, and more importantly, why they're so crucial in the quest for student success and higher retention.
Yeah, Eric, and you know, we do these here at Southern Utah University, and I've done them with all of the units that have reported to me for a long time at other institutions as well. Lots of schools and units do these sorts of things, but it's essentially a strategic plan of sorts or an overview document of who we are and why we exist. And I think that is why they are so important. They are designed to answer that question. Why does our unit exist on campus? Why does the university fund our positions? Why does the university provide us with operating dollars to execute on our core functions or expectations of the office? And it highlights what we are doing as a unit to focus on student success efforts, right? The goal for me is that it creates a moment every year, every summer, whatever the cycle is, where all the employees of the unit get together and they talk about that important question of why does the university have our office and why do we exist? And are we focusing our time, energy, and resources on those things that are core to who we are?
Yeah. And I want to take a step back and make sure we're clear on unit, right? We're not talking about student affairs. We're not talking about academic affairs. We're even going further down, right? So this is every single office within student affairs is writing a plan describing who they are and why do they exist, and specifically their efforts and what they're doing to contribute to retention. So the Disability Resource Center, right? The Multicultural Center, Student Involvement and Leadership, the Peer Mentoring Program, Tutoring Center, all of these that report up through student affairs to you have to do that, right?
Yeah. And so, you know, you may call it a department plan or whatever you want, an office plan or something, but we'll have some departments that will have multiple units under that department and they all do their own plan. Again, it's meant to describe why a particular function exists at the institution, why the university has said, we want you, you know, your office, you as employees, you as whatever, we want this function to happen at the university. And it's an important reminder to that office every year to pause and think about why does it exist and how does it achieve its goals for its existence, right? Because I think so often in student affairs, well, you know, I'll speak about student affairs in particular, we get caught up in doing tasks, sometimes more than focusing on the core outcome. And I'll give you an example, right? You know, you have a student activities office. Why do universities have student activities offices all over the country? Is it to create experiences for students to participate and create a stronger sense of belonging? Is it to improve friendship among students? Is it to create, you know, those student leadership opportunities? Or is it just to have fun? It may be a little bit of all of the above. But I know some staff spend a lot of their time and energy thinking about putting on an event and what the centerpiece is going to be on the tables, rather than why are we doing this event and how are we going to utilize this event to achieve our core goals for why we exist as an office? How are we going to utilize this event for students to create stronger connections to the institution and strengthen their sense of belonging? How are we going to use this event to help more students make more friends? If that makes sense, right? Sometimes we just think, oh, if we put on an event, then students will do those things. Not always, right? And the ones who need it most may not even show up. Anyway, yeah. This unit effectiveness plan is designed to really sharpen our thinking about who we are and how we spend our time and energy and resources.
And I think one of the maybe intentional, unintentional outcomes that I've seen over the years doing these is it also gives permission for departments, units to let go of things. If they can't justify why they're doing them or how it relates to particular demographics or student success or retention or persistence, it gives them permission to have those discussions of, can we let this go in exchange for something else that we feel will be better. So Jared, walk us through the components of these UEPs or unit effectiveness plans. What might institutions want to think about including if they go down this route?
It can be a lot of things, and every department can figure it out for themselves on what makes the most sense. And the reason I say that is because I think we've edited our template and kind of outline of our unit effectiveness plans many times. But anyway, it will include things like, what is your mission statement for your unit or for this area? What is your vision statement? If you want to include that, what are your goals? Like, again, through that lens of why do we exist? And sometimes I encourage our staff to even formulate their goals by using that lead-in phrase of, this unit exists to what? X, Y, Z. And that really can kind of help, right? Student activities exist to, and one of our main goals is to create opportunities for students to strengthen their sense of belonging to the university or something. So unit goals, we talk a lot about learning outcomes, right? We know across student affairs, at least, and student success units all over campus that students learn a lot through their interactions with our office. And so every institution has core learning outcomes. And I love for our teams to think about, how are they contributing to those learning outcomes for students? What experiences are students having within that office to learn more? So, you know, it's answering kind of this lead-in question of, as a result of interacting with our office or participating with our office, students will learn the following or will strengthen or grow in the following ways, whatever, you know, those sorts of things to kind of guide their thoughts on learning outcomes. We talk a lot about how our units align with institutional strategic plans and goals and those sorts of things. We have sections in each of our plans where they outline what are they doing to contribute to retention and graduation and overall student success efforts. You know, so the Veterans Center contributes to the institution's goal of retaining and graduating more students by doing the following five things or whatever. And it just, again, helps them zero in on their efforts for that. But we have a fun section in all of our UEPs where they have a page or so of their history of their unit. Just a short history that shares some of the fun details about where they've been located on campus over the years, who has served in leadership roles within the department, any other little fun pieces of information. Those are just kind of fun, and it keeps the history alive with each of our units. And we talk about what other institutions are doing really cool things in these areas. So who are our benchmarks? Who are we trying to be like? Who are we trying to grow to become? Who are we learning from? We have a section in there that we work closely with our advancement and fundraising and development office, where we talk about how if a donor came and said, hey, I'd like to give this office or this unit $1 million or whatever, how would they spend it? What do they, you know, make a case for a donor, why they should contribute to your work, why it's important work. So we have include some of those types of things. So it includes lots of different things. In the end, these unit effectiveness plans are 5 to 10 pages, but it's a living document. Every department updates it every year. And then I go through it with a fine tooth comb. I challenge them on their thinking. I try to say, imagine that the Board of Trustees reviewed this document and because they wanted to learn about who you are. And so in the end, make sure you include some data that showcases the good that you're doing, the impact you're making. Use this document as a way to create a case for why the institution should maybe even provide you with more resources to do more with your job and your area. So that's kind of some of the goals and the things we include within the document.
So there you have it. Unit effectiveness plans, UEPs, can be a little tedious at first, but once you get these things written, they can be very powerful. More importantly, it's a great process to go through to help create that laser-like focus on retention, student success, and more importantly, help validate which organizations are doing what and why are they doing it. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week for another episode. Take care.
You've been listening to the Ascend Podcast. If you've enjoyed today's podcast, we hope you'll give us a like on your preferred listening platform and leave us a review. We also would invite you to connect with us on LinkedIn by simply searching for us, Jared Tippetts and Eric Kirby, where we would love to continue discussing today's topic with you.
And for more practical and proven strategies, just like the one you learned about today, check out our book, Ascend to Higher Retention Rates, Practical Strategies for Increasing Student Retention, Completion, and Student Success, which can be purchased on Amazon.com or on our website, www.tippettskirby.com.
We'll be back again soon with another podcast. Until then, keep on raging.